Let's begin with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra, three times. Teyata omune mune mahamunai soha. Teyata omune verse of praise and mantra for Medicine Buddha. Bhagawan, with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze Ata samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze Ata samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze Ata samugate soha. Right, now the four immeasurables, three times. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Now the verse and phrase and mantra for Chenrezig, the great Buddha of great compassion, not veiled by any fault. white in color. We said a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chen Weizig, all singing, I prostrate. So we'll say this 7 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Now the first phrase, mantra for Green Tower. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from the 8 fears. Tutare liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. These 4, so 7 Tara mantras. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha.
Well, Alhamdulillah, thank you very much. So now please, you know, set up the positive motivation for the class. That's why we are reciting Refuge in Bodhicitta Prayer. Okay? The basic purpose of doing Refuge in Bodhicitta Prayer is to set up positive motivations for the class. Sanje Chodan Sanje Chodam La Chanjo Padon Tane Chodun Jen Dage Chishi Chibye Sanam Dola Penje Sanje Ando Mai Chom Sanje Chodan Sanje Chodam La Chanjo Padon Tane Chodun Jen Dage Chishi Chibye Sanam Dola Penje Sanje Ando Mai Tambe chunye jene deshe che Namo ala yega dhamu dhani jenge Chepo na dhami yega nana Dwa hunje dhala chizama tamche Kedun dake che ten to Hange tuze nye sunye Tawa tamche pambe che Tambe chunye deshe ma kunam ten na chante Aya Pele, good morning, Venerable Alhamdulillah. Good morning, Venerable Tenzin Lamo. Good morning, Chuki. How are you feeling today, Chukila?
I'm okay, thank you, Geshla.
Good morning, Venerable Kando. Good morning, Domasi. Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Nico. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Kadamba Center. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning, Carmen. Good morning, David. Good morning, Cecilia. Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Katina. Good morning, Pandit Jipati. Good morning, Meredith. Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Fernande, Marcelo, Patagonia. Good morning, Alex. Sandra. Sandra is in emptiness. Good morning, Karen. Good morning, Felix. Good morning, Tara. That's a beautiful name. Tara. Good morning, children. Alexander, thank you very much for translating people in Patagonia. Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Govina. Good morning, Jessica. Good morning, Helen. Good morning, Kevin. Kevin, you move into Boston? No, yeah. Good morning, Lee. Good morning, Susie. Good morning, Dr. Brown. Good morning, Virginia. How are you? Good morning, Renee. Good morning, David. Good morning, Carolina, Gomez. Patagonia? Yeah, probably. Good morning, Naga. Good morning, Sandy. Good morning, Jill. Good morning, William. Good morning, Venerable Kando. White. Kando White. Good morning, Sisi. Anybody watching on YouTube, good morning. Thomas, any questions? Any questions?
Oh, Kesha, we have several questions. I have some from last week and one from this morning. So would you like me to just read them all and you'll decide what to answer?
Yeah, one by one, please.
Okay. The first question is, if I'm saying mantras and have a commitment to do this many or that many, when I try to say a mala, I notice that I'm really paying attention to barely 10 of them. When I have a commitment, is it better not to worry about the goal and say fewer and pay good attention? When my mind wanders, before I continue, I recite the stanza, you know, the verse of praise that you say before reciting the mantra. Is this a useful practice? So that was one of the questions. Then another is, why does my perception of reality change when I realize emptiness? How does realizing that things are not as solid as I perceive them to be change my perception? And then another, am I the part of me that is reborn over and over again? And then another question is, you recently started to speak about your childhood and your father, and just a request for you to tell us more about your childhood and your parents. And then a question this morning says that last week you taught the first of 4 points of analytical meditation on emptiness. May I request that today or at any other time that is best you teach the other 3 points?
The first one, so see the in Tibetan word called mantra. When you see the word sutra and tantra, that's maybe something different. Tantra, you know, so in Tibetan word is same, though na could mean tantra, could mean mantra. In this case we are talking about the mantra, that, like, you know, something that you repeat again and again. So now, man in Sanskrit, still people they use, you know, Sanskrit is now not like widely spoken language, it's like kind of like dying language, only like, it almost become like scholar language now, only very few people probably read or understand. And long time ago, people just use like spoken language, that's how they communicate. Also considered as one of the, considered as like divine language, Sanskrit language, considered as divine language. all the Mahayana teachings have been taught in Sanskrit language, you know, Shakyamuni Buddha, all the Mahayana teachings taught in Sanskrit language. So here the man, people still use this word in day-to-day life language. Man is like the mind. Mantra, tra means like protect. So based on that meaning, so it requires, you know, some kind of mindfulness, but practically it's not that easy to be mindful if you are saying hundreds of mantra. It's hard to be mindful. It does not mean that it's impossible, it's very possible. So if you can be mindful like 10 mantra recitations, that's a pretty good sign. So that number can be expanded, not slow, 11, 12, 13, 14. But mantra is a sacred word. Even just reciting, not being aware of the meaning of the mantra, there's a lot of benefit. There's a lot of benefit. So, so then if you manage to recite a large quantity of the mantra, so it creates some powers. It creates some power of, you know, power healing, protecting, you know, healing, protecting, things like that, protecting from like spirit harm. Yeah, different things. You know, if you create, that's like, it's not, I think it's just reciting large quantity of the mantra, there is no, to create some kind of powers. So anyway, there's a meaning of the mantra, there's something to keep in your mind, you know, protecting your mind. So there, usually the mind's wandering mind causes by some form of attachments, not like, generally speaking, or wandering mind, they're mainly caused by some form of attachment. That's how the mind can wander. So sluggish mind, probably caused by portion of the food that you consume, kind of food you consume, a lack of sleep, and there are many different causes for like sluggish mind. Thinking mind causes by not remembering the object, that you are focusing on, not seeing them very clearly, losing the power of clarity. So that part causes by thinking mind, not like sluggish mind, thinking mind, or sometimes could be caused by sluggish mind. But there's a difference between thinking mind and sluggish mind. Thinking mind, losing the clarity of the object, so there's no subtle, gross, very subtle, not thinking mind, sluggish mind. So now, meaning of the mantra is like protecting ego, protecting mind from the disturbing thoughts. It's mainly from disturbing thoughts. You know, even the mind is wandering, not necessarily disturbed. You know, distract doesn't mean disturb. You know, mind power is distracted, but not necessarily mind's been disturbed. It might be distracted by something, not necessarily has to be disturbed, okay? So anyway, the best thing, if you can give 100% physically, mentally, verbally, whatever practice that you do or we do, if you can give 100%, in that case, giving 100% is better than giving 10%. So now, worry about the number, probably not able to finish, or maybe I need to do 10,000, just focus on the number, then rushing up, probably not the best thing to do. You know, not the best to do. So then focusing on the quality of the mantra recitation rather than quantity, so then eventually you will finish. Doesn't matter. So even though you don't finish, you say, okay, maybe not this life, maybe next life, I'll continue, something like that kind of mindset. So then the qualities is important. Means when you do, you are like there 100%. If not, maybe 50%, at least 50%. So then what is the benefit of that, giving 100% whatever practice you do? So there's like a great benefit. Whatever the practice might be, reciting mantra, so it may, you know, eventually sink into your heart. That's the benefit of giving 100% yourself. Okay, or well, there's a mantra recitation. So, yeah, so no need to worry about the quantities. You know? Just do it well, do it well. You know, even if it's like 5 minutes, just do it well. Even if you just say, okay, I'm going to just say 21. So do it that with the mind. Try to please, try to give. That's all we can do. We can try. If you try, you can do. You can do. No, if you try, you can do. Mantra can be repeated. Okay, maybe first mantra, your mind goes a little bit. Maybe you can try it again. You know, there's no deadline. You can try it again. So then you get better and better. Okay. Yeah, so important to remember the meaning of the mantra, protecting mind, mainly from disturbing thought. In this case, from the disturbing thought, protecting your mind from klesha, delusions, not necessarily from wandering your mind, but protecting your mind from the delusions. So then when you do single-pointed meditation, of course, then you are not just protecting your mind from delusions. Also, you are trying to protect your mind from wandering, you know, so wandering. So otherwise, single-pointed meditation doesn't get very deep, doesn't get very deep. So that's why make sure that your mind doesn't get wander. Then the second one, Thomas, is like, second question. Oh.
Yes, and guess so. There was a quick follow-up on the mantra question. Is it better to say the short version of a mantra and say more of them, or the long version of the mantra and keep trying to say more, but perhaps not as many?
Long is better than short. Longer is better than short. So, you know, we have this precious human life. You can learn, you can say, why not say the long one? So then when you become desperate, so then maybe you can rely on a short one. So, like, there's probably better to learn the longer one, if that's possible, you know. So, as I said, one word a day, when the 100 days over, you all remember it's 100 words. It's not that difficult. So probably longer one is better, you know, better. Short one, short six hours in Guru Yoga, so when you get desperate, so that you do that. And on the other hand, unfortunately, that our spiritual practice is not in the first in our list. So, you know, so somehow the sooner or later need to think this is the most priority things to do. You know, so then the rest, you know, the mundane things that can be to tomorrow, that has to be today, can be done tomorrow. Yeah, so longer version, even though it's difficult to learn, so then meanwhile, if you don't remember the longer version, you can memorize word a day. Meanwhile, you can recite the short one. So someday, you never know, somebody will come to you, ask, do you know the longer version of Vajrasattva mantra? You can then, you know, happily say, yes, I know. You can help, at least you can help them intellectually to learn them how to say the longer version. That person might have karma or maybe has a lot of interest, then you are helping them. If you don't know, you can teach, you cannot teach. No, so then person, somebody asks, oh, both short, long, you can teach them both. You know? So this is the best time to learn. You know? This is the best time to whatever you learn. Okay? Yeah, if I'm Yoshu, that's what I will do. I will say the short one and meanwhile memorize the longer one want what I did. So then, you know, so good. Okay, for the sake of knowledge, and also for the other sentient beings, in the future, you never know. So I never thought that I'll come to North Carolina, but my karma brought it here. So hard to say, you never know what's going to happen. You know?
Okay, Gisela, the next question is, why does my perception of reality change when I realize emptiness? How does realizing that things are not as solid as I perceive them to be change my perception?
Yeah, so I think it's quite hard. And then during the daytime, it's quite hard to walk with closed eyes. You may either bounce high, you may either bounce high, bounce, or you may either bounce into your flower, pillar, all kinds of things. If you close your eyes, even during the daytime, you walk and can walk very clearly. The dark, of course, that's even more harder. So then not knowing and doing something, not knowing and doing something is hard to figure things out. Not knowing and trying to do something, not knowing, trying to do something, not seeing anything, and trying to reach your cup. That's kind of difficult thing to do. It can be done, but it's just that much harder. So now we have to understand. So we must understand whatever we do, we must understand. So now the question lies, you know, what is the root of all the complicated problems that we are facing? What is the root? So now there's a big question. Is this like some kind of random things that happens? Or it has like cause and conditions? It has root cause? If there are cause, then maybe root cause. That's, you know, what is the root cause of all these complications? Cycle. What is the root cause of the cycle? You see the painting of 12-link painting. Typically, you see the front porch of the monastery, the big painting of the like Wheel of Life. What is the first? What among those 12-link? What is the first one? Why there's first? Why there's second? Why there's third? Why there's like order? Why there's order? This painting tried to teach you, like, understand the root of these cycles, why this, you know, cycle of life. So it's important to understand. We have to understand what is the root. Otherwise, you may either blame yourself, blaming neighbors, blaming your relative, your husband, your wife, your country, your communities. Then that will never, ever end. It will never end. It'll never end. It never ended before. It's not going to end now if you're just blaming somebody else. So now it's important to look inside rather than, you know, always looking solutions, the problem, all this. This is like unending game that we play. It's not good. So now, first, all begins the perception of self. What is your perception? How you perceive self, yourself? How you perceive? How you define? What is your perception of self? Self, as you always say, I'm not happy. I'm so happy. I'm really annoyed. I'm really irritated. I'm really angry. That I that, like, probably, I'm not sure how many times throughout the day we say. Or may not necessarily say and think even probably more than saying I. Probably think in your mind how many times a day we think about I. So we can't just go along with that perceptions. So that perceptions needed to be analyzed. Not just analyzed, thoroughly analyzed. So that leads to the four-point analysis. That's the first point, analysis, to analyze. Then we talk a little bit about that. Yeah, the last time you sit down and go through every physical part of your body, inside out. That, you know, includes liquid, heat, space, everything. Then you go through that one by one and see what you find. Thus, maybe right now your perception of self is something very solid, concrete, that will dismantle through these meditations based on the Panchaparamita Sutra, based on Nagarjuna's text, based on Chandrakriya's text, based on like Shantideva's text. There's many, many instructions how to do that. So then see, like, does this meditation change your perception of self? Perception of self, particularly when you get very upset. At that moment, in the text set, that moment, you experience the self, there's something very solid, absolute. Everything that builds on that, it doesn't exist. So it's very hard. I'm not claiming that I have experience. I have zero experience. I have no experience at all. I do have intellectual knowledge, but I don't have any experience at all. I have zero experience of shunyata. But yeah, I very much hope that I will experience shunyata sooner than later. Now, by reading, by listening, that's the first step to engage yourself into shunyata. Then by thinking, maybe thinking based on word that you memorize, you repeat. When you're repeating, when you're saying the word, then you're thinking, that kind of thinking, not very deep. So then, not word, nothing, just really thinking. So there's a deeper thinking. So there's a way to, you know, like, experience shunyata, okay? So now, like, need to check, including my, all of us, we need to check, we need to analyze the perception of self. We need to analyze perception of self. So then from there, you can really explain, like, if you're eating like sugar, if somebody asks you, explain the taste of the sugar, explain. You can't really explain. It doesn't mean you don't experience. You do experience, but you can't explain 100% how you experience, how you taste sweetness. So you can't really explain exactly the way you experience. You can say so much in what. That's why you can't say exactly the way you experience. There's no word you can explain. You can experience, but you can't really explain. There are many things, you know, like that. So doing that meditation, then you can probably find out how your perception of self is changing. Then the same logic applies to everything that you see. Everything you see here, you know, like including stress, fear, anxiety, all of that. If you analyze, in the middle of summer, if you are in the during the summertime, if you are in the summer in the desert, heat and the sun and the sand, they kind of produce like a mirage. So we all know. Does this look like water? Yeah, it looks like water. You can go along with that. If you go along with that mantra, you are not going to find the water. It's not water. It looks like water. It's not water. Similarly, something that looks like, mind looks like you, probably is not you. Therefore, you can't go along with that perceptions, because you can't go along with the perceptions that something looks like, and you think it is water. It is not water. It's not water. It looks like water. So, not hard to say. Like then as I said, no. Then you probably will to reach the point there's nothing to find. Does that mean that you disappear? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's that easy to disappear, so that's good news. So then after 2 or 5 minutes, you disappear. So if you disappear, then all the problems associated with you will disappear too. It's not like that. So, not seeing is the best way of seeing. Not finding is the best way of finding. You are finding something very profound. You may think, oh, it's nothing. No, it's something very profound. First time you are experiencing. This is the first time you are experiencing. Never experienced. So, then there's also, like, people do, like, kind of like freak out because they are losing this solid sense of self, now it's kind of dismantling. You know, so then if your conclusion is nothing exists, so that's nihilism, that's not good. It's called middle way. Not solid, absolute, that's exaggerations. Nothing, that's nihilism. In the middle, that's called middle way. Free from two extreme view, that's called middle way, umelam. Then I said this many times, not, haven't said this a long time. Samcha sambhava vichasins. Samcha sambhava vichasins. Don't think about the thing that you are thinking about. Make sense? Don't think about the thing you are thinking about. Don't think about the thing you are thinking about. Samcha sambhava vichasins. If you are thinking about the glass, then you say, don't think about the glass, the same thing. Don't think about the thing you are thinking about, then this glass, you are thinking about the, don't think that you are thinking about glass. Don't think about, don't think about the thing that you are thinking about. Mazambayamizamus. Don't think that you are not thinking about the thing you are thinking about. So this got a little more tricky now. First, don't think about the thing you are thinking about. Second, don't think that you are not thinking about the thing you are thinking about. I even don't know how to put it in English. If you are not thinking either, you are thinking about the thing you are thinking about, you are not thinking about the thing you are thinking about either. So that's, then you will see the Shunyata. That's what Master said. So that's how you see Shunyata. So the same, like, according to my Mahamudra teachings, you know, now I can. You can't say, oh, this is that. You cannot say. Are you seeing something? Are you seeing, not from the eyes? Are you seeing something? You are asking yourself. Are you seeing something? Yes. What is it? Is it this? Is it that? Is it not this? Is it not that? Is it not this? Is it not that? Now, I can do manjala reto laso nandokis. Any expectations? No, zero. No expectations. Just seeing it, no expectations. Any concern? No. Or maybe something goes wrong, or maybe something no good, something's no good, not go right, or something's go wrong. No. No expectation, no concern. I seeing something, yes. Is it this or that? No, it's not this, it's not that. Now what does that sound like? That's called Nava Pimpi. Nava means appearances. Nava means appearance. Pimpi means you can, it's not this, it's not that. It is something, but it's not this, it's not that. It's something, but it's not this, it's not that. Now it sounds more like space. Space. Between thought. Thought. Or nature of mind. This is not this, is not that. Is not this, is not that. This is nature of mind. You are first time you are trying to find, you know, according to Mahamudra's or teaching, you are trying to find the object of your shamatha meditation, object of yours. You're trying to find the object of your single point meditations or shamatha meditations. Object, trying to find the object. Now I can bring one little teacher, you may choose a number of shots. This is very good. So then you pause there a little bit. So then I think you are not thinking about the thing you are thinking about. So that's exactly, that's the way. When you focus on that, you know, now appearing, now appearing, it's not this, it's not that. When you focus on that, there, you are not thinking about the thing you are thinking about. You are not thinking that you are not thinking about the thing you are thinking about. So that's the point, now appearing. But you know, talking is not enough, but you need to meditate. You know, just talking probably is not going to help. Just talking is not going to help. Need to probably meditate means need to concentrate, need to focus. And then need to focus. So then you get better and get better and better. As I said, I don't have any experience. I have zero experience. I just have some intellectual knowledge. That's all. So am I hoping? Yeah, I'm very much hoping. If like Tara talk to me, what will ask? I will ask. I very much like to see. Help me. I very much like to see the Shunyata. That's what I ask. I'm not going to ask long life, healthy life, all these things, you know, more wealth. I'm only ask like, just help me to see Shunyata sooner than later. So that's why I asked. It's very important to analyze. Okay, it's very important to analyze. So now, second point analysis. If you think or self, you know, so then first maybe when the Ramla or Tendri Lama, you say, Chukila, what are the four point analysis in English? Do you remember four-point analysis, then people can hear. Now who knows, but maybe there's some of people have very thick tendency from the previous life, maybe you know, hearing that probably help them to recognize Shunyata probably sooner than later.
Yes, so I have recognizing the object to be refuted.
Okay, then Gajanji Vinyo.
Then
what that means? That means analyzing the perception of self. We can't afford to go along with that. We've been doing that. We've been done that too long. No result. So now, therefore, we can't just go along with that idea. You need to analyze. That's what it means. The first point analysis, didn't it?
So the second point is understanding the pervasion
So that one is a bit complicated in English word. I'm not sure what's the best English word to use. So the prevention, the word prevention needs to explain. Maybe nuns are in a better position to help to explain the meaning. So yeah, please, Amula, Chukula, Tenzin Lamo, all of you helps here. So how do you explain the word prevention? Prevention.
Well, Geshe-la, some of the translations I have explain it. Like one says the two possibilities of oneness and difference.
Okay, that's good. Please explain, Chukula, explain. So if I explain it to Tibetan, no one's going to understand.
So that, definitely correct me, Geshe-la, because I don't know if I have it right. But my understanding is that, you know, there's the idea that things are the same or things are different. And if it exists, it has to be one or the other. So the pervasion is understanding that the two possibilities.
Okay, so when Chukula said, do you understand that? Do you understand? Do you like, does that ring any bells? Second part, Chukula, please say it slowly. Just take your time. No need to panic. No need to worry. No, just this. This is knowledge. You can learn. Definitely, you can learn. If it's knowledge, you can learn. If it's not knowledge, then there's nothing to learn. You can learn because you know, I learn. You can learn. Probably you are 100 times smarter than me, so you can definitely learn. So second part, Chukula, can you explain a little bit slowly?
Sure. So that if something exists,
okay, please listen carefully.
Then it's either identical with its parts or it's separate from them.
Okay, if you are disagree, please say disagree, so we are going to have debate. So see, that's why in the monastery, you see, people go like this, that's how we debate, that's like basically kind of, you know, so then they go like, their hand go upside down, tsa, that means you are wrong. You say, so that's called tsa, tsa, you mean that you are wrong. So I know, so then like sometimes they go like, korote, because that means now your head is spinning. Then you're all confused. So then sometimes they go, pesadaga, you're against the test, boom. Pesadaga, then you are supposed to quote, you are supposed to quote the test, what it says. Or then you say, so sometimes great text enter in the middle way, say something like that, you quote, then you understand, oh, what I said is goes against that. Either you explain, it doesn't go against that, you explain, you are allowed to explain, or you have to admit that your assertion is going against the Chandakriti test. So the debate has to be based on something. You can't just say a thing, then it will never end. It has to be based on something. Otherwise, it is going to be like banging your head on the wall. You are never going to win, you know. So the debate has to be based on something. So then, pechadagami, your assertion goes against the test. Then you have the name or Chandakriti test, entering into the middle way. Or you can say, Nagarjuna test, Ratnavali said something, that doesn't, that your assertion goes against that. Then you are giving time. You say, no, this doesn't. Nagarjuna test means something, you explain. That's how it doesn't go against my assertions. Or you have to admit that your assertions go against Nagarjuna test. So then you have to rethink. Okay, so that has been debate. So whatever Chukula said, if you disagree, then you please say disagree. So then you can, like, you have time to counter argue. Then you say, oh, then what Chukula said, oh, no. Then you have to prove something that's like, second one, Chukula, what it says?
Understanding the pervasion?
Yeah, so what is the understanding of pervasions? Again, please.
So it's determining, like, all the possibilities of how something can truly exist. So
something exists, okay, so first we will say, something exists. Then the latter will say the truth. First we say something exists, then
and
something exists.
Right. If it exists, then it's either identical with its parts or it's separate from them.
Do you agree? No? So Lisa, please say something. Say, please say, Lisa, say something. Or maybe you need to point something that's not that. Okay. So here, one,
I'm
Lisa.
Confused.
Lisa. One thing, please, Lisa. So first, before you say something, I have to say this is very important. Manasvi, when you debate, what your face looks like, it looks like Rocky Mountain. It's like, means like an event. It looks kind of wrathful, like your eyes are big, your face kind of looks like, but there's a saying, so I want everybody to understand, even though your face looks like wrathful, don't zaril na. Same mind has to be like white as pure snow mountain. That means there's no grudge, no like arrogance, no pride. It's just your heart is just pure because you just simply want to learn something. That's all you're debating. It's not like defeating something. No. If you have this kind of mindset, oh, I'm going to defeat, that's not the right mindset. It's not white as a snow mountain. No, your heart has to be pure because you simply just want to learn what is emptiness. That's all your wish for benefit of all mother sentient beings. That's your intention. That's why the mind has to be white as snow mountain, but face, you don't have to smile. You can laugh, but it's not like laughing is not against the rule. You can laugh, or you can like show like a gruesome face, but it looks like Rocky Mountain, but heart is pure as snow. So that's very important to keep in mind. Otherwise, we may, you know, caring by pride, arrogant, things like that, there's no point of debating. The whole point of debating is you lose the whole point, okay? I just want to share with that with you. Yeah, Lisa, please go ahead. Sorry to interrupt. Yeah, Lisa, say something.
I was trying to do the gesture while like, my head is swimming. I'm confused.
that is quite common, don't worry. That's a part of the process. But anybody disagrees, so yeah, that Shukla will explain to you later. If anybody disagrees what Shukla said, whatever Shukla said, something, first we go to the existence, not go to existence. First we say something exists, either has to be, Shukla, help me.
It either needs to be one with its parts, or it needs to be separate from the part.
Do everybody agree? If you can pinpoint something that's not neither of them, so then there you have some reason to debate. So now think about, don't think of yourself, think of everything, anything you see, anything that you can pinpoint that's not either with identical or identical.
Yeah. Identical with or separate from.
Well, yeah. If we are all agree, then we move on. So that's just existence. So then when you add the word truly existence, that's kind of complicates things a little bit more. So now here, what's happening here? Two things. We are thinking of self. That's the foundation of our debate. We are thinking of a self. No need explanation. Everyone knows what self. Kind of like everyone has ideas of a self. I, self, same thing. Synonym, I, self, synonym, different word. Da, na, synonym, synonym. Even a Tibetan word, there's two. Da, I, na, self. This means same thing, two, same thing. So now, these two things, are they identical or separate? Okay, if Vishikala say, oh, it's like, it's one, I'm going to say probably for sake of the debate, I'm going to say, no, that's what I believe, for sake of the debate, I'm going to say, oh, self and body, like, when I say body, it's not just physical body. There's like five aggregate. Can you explain five aggregate, please? The people have some idea. Five aggregate. Anybody? Lamula, Tenzin Lamula, Venerable, Chuki, five aggregate. Or all children, anybody, five aggregates.
Don Brown has his hand up. Don,
Don Brown, please. I couldn't see Don Brown. Hold on.
I'm hiding behind the black veil here, Geshe. Can you hear me?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, we receive blessings just seeing you, so why are you hiding?
I just am. So the five aggregates are just another way of talking about the body and mind. You know, there's the body and then there's four, you know, feelings, perceptions, so forth like that. So it's basically a way of talking about what we consist of is a body and mind. There's a physical aggregate and then mental aggregates.
Yeah, please don't use the word so forth. Please, five aggregate. Okay, the five aggregate.
I'm sorry. See, what are they?
Yes, please.
I think I want to say contact.
Yeah, feeling,
perception. Discrimination, things like that, make up the mental aggregates.
Okay.
And then there's a physical aggregate.
Right. Suji Pungba, first one, the form aggregate, Suji Pungba, Suya Pungba, feeling.
Suya
Pungba, Dishiya Pungba, discriminations.
Perception.
Perceptions, then discriminations. Suji Pungba, Suya Pungba, Dishiya Pungba, numbers, but then mental consciousness. Okay. These are five aggregates. So like when we say me and aggregate, so you have five of them, not just one. So now think, for the sake of debate, I will say I am one with my aggregate. What is the counter argument now? It is not right, it is wrong. Just believing in that probably never going to experience shunyata. So now for the sake of debate, Gishigele say I am one with my aggregate. So now prove that I'm wrong. Why? That you could say you are not one with your aggregate. If you are one with your aggregate, then there's all this kind of, you know, problems here. How you can explain? So you can say multiple problems. Then it will make me think. You know.
Yes, Tendelamo. If you are one with your aggregates and you lose consciousness, you're in a coma, then you're not you anymore.
Oh, that's a very good one. Yeah, that's one counter argument. Any other? So that's like how you debate in the monastery. That's how you debate. It's not like, because you don't simply just believe. You don't believe because Buddha said you have to analyze thoroughly. Not just analyze. Analyze thoroughly. When you reach to the aha moment, you can accept. That's how the teaching should be practiced. No, not like simply just believe out of blind faith. You have to use your own intellectual ability to analyze. Now, if somebody says it's hot, you can't just believe it's hot, but you can feel. Well, now you realize it is hot because the glass is hot. Now steam coming out there, now you believe it is hot. You can just believe somebody says it's hot. Could be prank, could be, you know, like truth. You know, you need to find out what is the truth. So then after that you believe, because you found the truth, so more likely that belief is going to be a strong one because it's based on research, total research, and finding the fact. So that kind of belief will be there. It's going to be unshakable. It's going to be strong. So that kind of belief is needed, very much needed, rather than just, I don't know, somebody tells me, I thought that's what it is. Not that kind of belief, no. So, you know, this is how you debate. So then, you know, then you find, okay, there's a problem. So then the Gishigele says, I'm wrong. I changed my mind thinking I'm not one with my aggregate, because then the Vatendra appointed, and also then some other people appointed. So then you get to the goal, back and forth. It's divine. It's like seeing in the monastery, it's like lighting a big piece of log into fire. The beginning is very hard to burn, it takes a lot of effort, and the end is very hard to dismantle the fire, because the soul, debate gets now so edged, so like pumps up, you know, so then it goes like in the beginning very slow, then the middle, then it goes like that, then that's called, that is, what is that? That is analytical meditations. That is also meditation too, that is meditations. That's called analytical meditations. Very good analytical meditations. Oh. So then you review everything, what happened, what Rāndava Tendalamu said, what I said, what she said, what he said. You kind of review them. That's called review meditations. So then through the debate, the people said, Rāndava Tendalamu said, Kishikele said, no, somebody, people said, go here. Then you reach to the point. There's no more argument. You reach the point, then you focus, then you concentrate. That's called single-pointed meditations. Okay. So now maybe second point analysis is probably is clear. It can get. So now the third one, Rāndava Chukila.
Yes,
ma'am. Make it like if you can make it like simple as possible without losing the meaning. If we lose the meaning, so then there's no point. Without losing the meaning, can you make it like something simple that everybody understands?
Donna, did you have something?
Well, we're over time. I'm so sorry, because it's such a great discussion, and
Also. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
There's like somebody has to speak. I completely forgot. I'm very, very sorry, Tomasi. So that's why I say, don't ask me question about emptiness. It will probably go on and on. So probably no. Yeah, Alhamdulillah. So now you stop here, so they said you have to say something. Okay.
Sandy, are you here? Are you ready?
I am.
Okay, Sandy, please.
I just wanted to say a quick but very sincere thank you to everybody that has supported Kadapa Center with our annual appeal. Through the generosity of our Kadapa Center community, we have met our $5,000 match, and so that's hugely appreciated. If you've already given to our 2022 annual appeal, thank you so very much. And while our annual appeal does not cover all of the annual budget for the center, it lays a very good foundation for our year. So thank you so much to all of you that have already given, whether signing up for monthly giving or giving a one-time gift. It's all appreciated. It's all necessary. It all supports our programs, our precious geshes, keeps our building and our grounds in good repair for when we are talking about being able to offer more in-person gatherings when we can do so safely. If you haven't yet had the opportunity, please consider setting up a monthly gift or giving one time to the center. It truly is appreciated. It truly is necessary, and your generosity helps to continue our tradition of being able to offer the Dharma for free. So thank you so much to everybody that's given. Please consider making a gift, and we appreciate every single thing that all of our volunteers do to keep the center, the programs running, the center running. It's just so much appreciated. If you have any questions, please reach out to me. I can help to answer any questions or put you in touch with those that that can answer them better than me. So thank you so much. Again, I appreciate everybody's generosity this year and in the past years. I know that this has been challenging for some, but people are continuing to give. People are continuing to support the center. and it's very much appreciated. And we met our $5,000 matching fund, so that's huge. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So please bear with me like two or three more minutes. So I also like to take this opportunity to express my deepest appreciation to each and every one of you here at the center. And last 21 years that you supported Central wholeheartedly. And like Sandy, you know, she is doing this purely based on voluntaries, you know. There's no material gain. There's zero material gains. Not just Sandy is doing this, many things. And there are many people out there who's like running the center purely based on voluntaries, you know, voluntaries. So, people who are cleaning stupa, you know, taking care of the yard, taking care of the garbage, you know, accountant at the center, like putting all things into order. You're requiring a lot of time to everybody, so you will see, you know, there's too many people to name, but there's center is run purely based on voluntaries. So I just want to express my Gishi Sambo's appreciation from our heart, all of you. I already requested one message, and I really want to thank. So the one thing that I can do for all of you, and you can do it quite well every day, on my altar I light that many candles, 24 hours. I light candles, make sure that the candle doesn't go out, and I pray for your long, healthy, happy life and for your spiritual practice to grow like new waxing moon and like your health, your family. That's something I do every single day, then I can do it very well. So I've been doing this continuously, did that last 21 years, so I'm continuously doing that. And from your side, much as possible, you know, please help the center, voluntary, like coming there, greeting people, maybe taking care of the yard, things like that. There's something you can do. Then please, we have been done this so many times, and I greatly, greatly appreciate from the bottom of my heart. So then please continue, you know, all of that. As I said, you know, people like Jonas, there are many people, they're not meeting again, so they just drink from pure heart, okay? Thank you so much, and see you next Sunday. And again, thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. Anyway, so now, Ramana will do dedications.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long life prayers, first for His Holiness, in the land encircled by snow mountains. You are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. for Sarah J. Kansen Rinpoche Jesong Losan Dalok, the one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Awatare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. The holy prayer for Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjunath's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers, honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples. Please live long. And seven green charm mantras for Geshe Gelug and Geshe Sangpo, long, happy, healthy life. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh yeah, thank you very much. So one last request, I'm trying to bring my teacher here this spring. So my teacher, some of all you already met, received teaching from him. So if you have any knowledge about putting up a good invitation letter together from the center, please help. Domasi is the one who does too much. And she didn't ask me to say this. She may be surprised here. She may be surprised. She never asked me to say it like this. But I felt that she has too many things in her hands right now. If anybody can help to put in any information, the center is inviting my teacher here, Spring, so hoping that he's 80 years old, so hopefully that I want you to receive one more teaching from my teacher. So Spring, so we are trying to bring here, so initiation, whatever the teaching we request, that's all based on the circumstances or situations of the virus. But Spring, any help you can provide, if you have any knowledge about this application, invitation, then please help Domasi. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, thank you. So you all have a wonderful weekend. See you next Sunday. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, everyone.